This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's right, Big Voice, man. You are indeed in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. I don't think I said that word right.
You were close.
That's John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atatula. Appreciation to the Houston Methodist Training Center for being our host, even though it is kind of slowed down, almost shut down for the day as day three of training camp. A nice light walkthrough is in the books. Appreciation again also to Brandon's K. Scott, which I don't know how to feel about this, Lopez. I think that might be... In my time, my about year being here at this point, that might be the most active I have seen the text line and the YouTube page simultaneously about any topic.
Well, and the thing is, it also lands in the area of what's the wildest take you have on anything?
Yeah.
Because that, I mean, Goodfellas as a guy.
And John Wick, like,
just
these,
in general.
These are the quintessential, like, guys in our demographic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, action film, mob movie. Like, these are the things that stereotypically we like.
Yeah.
And Beast Guy said, damn all that.
Now, to be fair, we had some wild takes floating around when we was at the steak night.
That's right. So. We did have some wild takes. But it was a take type of environment. You get yourself a couple of, you know, a couple of alcoholic beverages, some red meat, and then get your takes off. That's the kind of night that we were having on Wednesday. So we're having a blast here at Sports Radio 610. Hoping to have a blast this season with the 2025 Houston Texans, especially with the offense. Like, we deserved that after the offense that we had last year that was just almost a pure ball of frustration. And the man tasked with making it so, right, making this offense explosive, useful, complimentary, all sorts of other words, is Nick Caley. This is what he said to the Semel Media after practice today.
Training camp and maybe some of the offseason workouts and OTAs and minicamps.
Yeah, I mean, more time with the guys in its simplest form. And then obviously once we get through this acclimation period, get the pads on, really get to see the physicality, get to see the pads come to life and, you know, affect the run game, play action, stuff like that. Yeah, he's doing a good job. I mean, you know, enjoy being around him every single day, growing every day. So it's been a lot of fun. What was the first thing you said? I'm sorry, I couldn't. I don't know if it was more by design or if the weather was part of it, to be honest with you. I think it was more weather related than anything else.
Everyone describes you as very energetic on the sidelines. What are you trying to bring the players when it comes to energy?
I'm just trying to bring the best that I can do for them every single day, and naturally probably a high energy guy, I guess. So, you know, just trying to be myself and pour into the guys.
Now it's not being able, you know, to really assess things without pads on, but also we only had 20 practices with these guys before possibly.
Yeah.
That message to those guys, but also assessing.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, there's a lot of things you do. There's discipline. There's mental toughness in terms of being precise with motions, being precise and breaking the huddle with a clean operation, whether it's cadence, changing up cadences, whether it's putting guys in different spots that, you know, mixing some different formations that they may have to, you know, run the same concept for multiple formations. So it taxes you mentally, too, not just physically.
Nick, do you plan ideally to have your five linemen before the start of the season, the week before the season, what's the burden plan?
I think it'll manifest itself, to be honest with you. I think it'll naturally happen. There's a progression. We got really good competition right now. So I think we're just trying to give as many reps. And, again, you know, once we get the pads on, I think that's the truest measure of the evaluation part of it. But I've been really pleased. I know we've been really pleased with where they've grown, and we've got a really good group of guys that are hungry to learn.
Nick, D'Amico, and Titus spoke yesterday about how it'll be beneficial to have him on the line as far as guys playing different positions.
Yep.
How do you manage when you're trying to figure out maybe what that starting five is? How do you manage with that consistency in order to see five guys or plug and play different guys like you said?
Yeah, well, I think, I mean, again, it started in the spring, you know, exposing them to maybe something that may have been different, may not have been different, and then obviously through camp here. But, I mean, it's you know, it's a full evaluation from a spring to fall setting. And I think you put them in as many situations as you can, and then you start to refine some things, or you start to feel with, you know, once we start getting the pads on, once we have some practices, you know, with the pads on, you get into joint practices, you get into the preseason games, I think things start to declare a little bit more, and then you tweak things as you go.
Did you know Cole so well?
Yep.
Talk about him as a coach and why you wanted to keep him around.
Yeah, because I have a lot of respect. I think he's a phenomenal coach. He's really smart. He's an extremely hard worker. He really cares about the guys. He is a mentally and physically tough dude. I mean, look at him. He looks like he could squat a house for sure. But he got a lot of experience with him. Been through a lot of, you know, games with him in the past, dating back to New England, and he's always growing. I mean, he's really always searching to be the best that he can be. He's got a growth mindset, and I'm really thankful that we get to work together again.
A few guys who said this is kind of similar to the New England system that was here in 2019. What is it like kind of taking those things and kind of being open-minded and maybe making changes around players?
Yeah, I mean, we're all a byproduct of our experiences, right? So this is not a New England system, and it's our system, and it's going to evolve. And, you know, that's personnel-driven, but it's finding out what we can do. But also, I think from starting with the players and things that they've had success with, things that they've done well here, they've done a lot of things well here. We have a great coaching staff that all have different experiences. I'm really blessed to be around those guys. And we're just trying to formulate what's best for us as we get going here. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I love Aziz. Talk about an ultimate competitor, a guy that pours everything he has into it. I remember going to Hillsboro High School in Tampa and watching him and calling our defensive coordinator, Rock Bellantoni, and saying, you got to come see this guy. He had a fire about him. He played and gave you everything he had. He's a great human being. He's a great person. I love Aziz. And it's just fate that we're back here, and I'm really excited to be a part of the team with him.
What's it like moving in, not just Christian as a receiver, but getting to
Yeah, well, you know, it's fun, to put it simply. They're pros. Our veterans, such as CK, lead by example. They're pros. They work. And those young guys have come in, and, you know, you got to kick them out of the building. You know, they're great human beings. They've got great pedigree. They're made of good fabric, and it's a lot of fun. He just keeps improving, you know, and that's a testament to him, and he cares, and he's working really hard at it.
We all know how talented your offense is, but what's something that's the best surprise about this team?
I don't know that anything surprised me, because I don't think I've tried to come into this with any set of expectations. I think that kind of sets you up for, you know, things that you're, you know, I don't try to go into it with expectations. We got a group of guys, starting with D'Amico and Nick on down, the leadership on the team, that are hardworking guys. And I know this, like, whatever level of football it is, when your best players are your hardest workers, it kind of sets the tone for everybody else. And we've got really, really good people here that work hard, that love football. And we're just trying to keep it moving in the right direction. Thank you, guys. Yeah, have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nick Haley, offensive coordinator of this Houston Texans team, and man, he sure kept it pretty plain, pretty generic in his answers. It just seemed like, I'm excited to work with them, but I guess it kind of makes sense to some degree with the way and the philosophy that it seems like they're undertaking, which is, you know, big and broad to start with, kind of work on the technique,
yeah,
and just generally throw a lot of things and then pare it down and refine as you go through camp and get through ready for the season.
I was interested in that, even though it was pretty generic, as you said. I wish I could have, because we were out here already doing the show when
yeah,
we spoke,
course,
and we were talking with Matt Burke. I wish I could have seen it and seen the body language. I'm going to go back and look at the video, because you could almost hear, I did anyway, like, he was a little bit like, okay, this is new. I mean, that's his first time at training camp with everybody. You know, he's had his introductory and all
mm-hmm.
that. He was almost like guarded. And then he kind of started giving us some little nuggets there at the end. Like, okay, this is just usual stuff, usual discussion about football. Like, I thought the Ursary thing was good. You know, just keeps getting better. He kind of paused and sort of talked about that in a very positive way. It was very generic. I'm not going to try to, you know, build some sort of deep topic out of this, but I think, you know, he started to give us a little bit of stuff about the offensive line. It is going to be a true competition, and I thought it was interesting that, you know, they do go out of their way a little bit to kind of distance themselves from the New England thing, even though, you know, there's clearly some elements. There's nothing wrong with embracing it.
Well, you say that, I mean, and that's kind of interesting, because there's been a number of players at this point that have kind of said things,
yes,
that would very much tie
yeah,
what they're doing to, you know, New England, specifically Bill O'Brien, which I know yeah, a lot of people don't like hearing. That's
yeah,
a level of pause moment for folks. But, I mean, it would there's things within any of those system or any system that can operate well when it's executed right. So I do think that the approach generally that they have is good, to, hey, let's make sure that we get the details and the execution correct. But are you one of those people that hears the Bill O'Brien comparisons? Like Titus Howard, one of those guys yesterday talking to the Assemble media that alluded to that as well. Like, I've been in this system before. Does that give you any pause?
No. Here's the thing. I think most people are conditioned, when they hear New England now, they correlate it to Bill O'Brien, and that's a bad memory. If you could just separate Bill O'Brien and what he did here and the mess that it ended up becoming from the New England, you know, style, that's a good thing. Like, they did okay in New England with that offense. They did okay with the quarterback making the call. I think we're just sort of – we've got PTSD, and it's funny, and I think the Texans realize that. So they, you know, try to say it's our own offense. It's not the New England offense. We're bringing elements from the Rams and bringing elements from here. But the players, you said it. The player, it was Tytus Howard and somebody else last week or earlier this week said it reminds me of the Bill O'Brien thing. So immediately you go, oh, no, don't do that. It's just Bill O'Brien was the problem. Bill O'Brien is the PTSD. Bill O'Brien is what we have a bad feeling about. But the New England style offense has been good.
Okay, so yours and from the 8 through 2, they said Bill O'Brien was a good head coach. He hated rookies and just couldn't just adjust. He was good for quarterbacks. This is something that I think I've had given you this take before. Mm-hmm. I don't think that he was a bad play caller. I do think that some portions of his offense did not do enough to assist your quarterback and help guys
rigid.
Get open. It was very much rigid, and it definitely leaned upon the individual brilliance of the players at times. But I do think that the bones of that offense are very much one that is workable
and that's
and that
my
can
point.
Be good. Right, right, right.
Like we're just conditioned. You got to kind of try to get away from that. When they mention Bill O'Brien, don't worry about Bill O'Brien. Worry about what the Patriots' offense was.
Okay. And, I mean, look, ultimately, this team will not be judged on Bill O'Brien or the Patriots. They'll be judged on what they actually put out there. And, thankfully, we're at the time of year where we have an opportunity to see what they are beginning to actually put out there, including tomorrow when fans are out here getting their eyes on it. I mean, I'm looking at stands. I'm looking at tents. I'm looking at a field ready to see guys get on it and, get to work. Real quick before we go, because I think we acknowledge it. Nick Caley did a lot of talking without saying very much at all.
Right.
Are you of a mind where this is kind of who this guy is going to be, or do you anticipate maybe him opening up as he gets more comfort with handling this situation?
Well, keep in mind where he, cut his teeth is say less, But as I mentioned, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to bring it up, I think he kind of loosened up there at the end, and maybe we'll be a little more candid. He'll never be like, what Mike McDaniel was or something like that. But I think he's kind of been conditioned to say less. But I think there's going to be some meat there.
Yeah, we'll watch that space for sure. And there's people who are like, where has the New England style worked outside of Brady with New England?
Have you had a C.J. Stroud? And how is C.J. Stroud going to adapt? That's my point. It's one thing when Josh McDaniel goes and doesn't do anything because maybe the quarterbacking situation didn't work out. I'm all of a sudden I feel like I'm having.
Yeah. Yeah. You are now the lawyer for Bill O'Brien and his
all
offense.
All I'm saying is that it's fascinating to me because we've been so, including myself, so conditioned to say, when we really shouldn't.
I am interested also, though, how much of the Sean McVay tutelage portion of the Caley demonstrates itself because, again, it's been, we see the gap scheme, which again falls with that E&P style offense. We've seen, a lot of the, duo, and we've heard a lot of the references to New England or Bill O'Brien's time or what have you, right, through roundabout ways. We haven't heard a lot of the references to the kind of that Ram style or within that kind of Shanahan, tree thing. And so I am interested in ends up demonstrating itself within the system if it does and, how it does. But, of course, there's a lot of time to be seen through all of that, 15 days till the first game that we get for this team in training camp. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we get to our lunchtime confessions as we always do, and we will do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping, whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
So remember we played some of Chandler Rome's podcast with Jeff Luhnow last week.
You know. Was I here that day?
Oh, you weren't. That's right. It was Jeff. We played some with Jeff Luhnow talking about the Astros. It was really good stuff. One of the things that we didn't get to, I saw retweeted today, and it just made me kind of pause and ask a question. And so my confession is, I think he's right, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
One of the things he said is no dynasty in all of sports comes close to what the Houston Astros have done. Before you react, I started thinking about this. The age-old question, are you a dynasty if you've never won back-to-back?
Oh.
Because that's what people say. That's, my inclination was, you're damn right there's not. I mean, who would even come close to the Astros dynasty?
But then the Spurs?
The Spurs would absolutely be one. They didn't win back-to-back, but they won five.
Correct.
You know, so I started thinking, all right, are we going to have that? Are they the greatest dynasty if they never won back-to-back?
I mean,
it's an age-old thing.
The back-to-back does not hit me super strong.
Me just, neither.
Like, I think being in a constant space where you can win, because, like, it feels arbitrary. Like, these championships have to be immediately next to each other.
Yeah.
As opposed to if you are a dominant force that is constantly there, a la the Spurs, and also have put up a number of wins to the point where, like, you know, you are basically snuffing out some of the people around you. It's one of the things that kind of makes the Chicago Bulls dynasty of the 90s, really loom large, is because they really took out the oxygen of a lot of competitors around them. In fact, there's a number of greats that we view, either we don't necessarily view in the same way, or we have to have a little bit of a multiplier where we go, okay, but remember, they were going up against this team. I think that exists with Spurs. Enough talking about them. But when it comes with the Astros, it does feel like to that to some extent. But I definitely can't get to the point where I call them the greatest, and I feel bad saying this, even as they've like done this for extended period of time.
Let's just set that the greatest aside. You know what he said, because I'm with you largely. Like, the Spurs were a dynasty. I don't care. I mean, just 12 years of and five titles or whatever it was. The Astros are a dynasty. But it just made me think, and like, okay, are we going to have that discussion at some point with the Astros?
On, like, them being a dynasty or back-to-backs?
Yeah, the back-to-back kind of being a qualifier.
I mean, someone might have a discussion. I think the bigger discussion that I imagine people will have, and again, I don't think that it should knock them down in the same way, but it will. I think this has probably the best chance of trying to knock them down, which is just having two. Which, again, points to the reason why 19 was a problem, right? Yeah. Like, 19 was an issue. You needed that one because that makes you damn near unassailable.
Mm-hmm.
We have 17, 19, and 22.
Yeah.
It makes, and then on top of that, we know that people are going to come with their asterisks for 17 already.
Sure.
So that's why 19 was such an issue. But, yeah, I don't know that it's the back-to-backs that get them. I think it's just the how many championships do you need to have within a span for you to be talking about dynasty at all.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the thing that comes to mind for me. So I'm generally... And I, you know, I'm thankful for this. I'm not too, you know, patting myself on the back. I'm generally a very, you know, calm driver.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, very somewhat passive at times. Like, hey, man, if you need to get in, you go ahead and get in. I'm not tripping off of any of those things. Far from me are the words road and rage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? However, today coming into training camp, practice day three, reminded me of one place where if I was to get anywhere near road rage, it does pop up. I had completely forgotten about this, but it pops up enough for me to acknowledge that it's a pattern, which is, and you remember, there was a little rain this morning.
Yeah.
One of those four-way lights turned into a four-way stop. And why are y'all so bad at four-way stops,
it's
man?
It's not that
how
hard.
Do y'all not understand how this works?
I'm with you.
Like, it's not two ways going at the same time.
Yeah.
Each side gets one. They go, and then someone else goes. And it's just your rotating order. And people don't know how to, like, look up, take account of what's happening. People are damn near crashing every time that someone is going. I'm like, how are you guys not able to get this very basic function? We learn about taking turns in preschool. How do y'all not get this taking turns at the four-way stop?
I got nothing to add. I am totally with you. Four-way stops drive me nuts. I will say, you know, you talk about being a calm driver. I did see you run a red light yesterday.
All right, so hold on. First of all, you snitching. That's first and foremost. Second of all, I'm in Houston. I didn't run a red light. I just, I just took that yellow.
I was right behind you.
I took that yellow, man.
You took that yellow to red. You took that yellow.
I was already in the intersection at that point. When you're in the intersection at red, you just got to get through there. You want me to stop in the middle? Come on now. That's bad driving.
I wasn't going
to
bring it up, but you brought this
driving.
Up. But yeah.
All right, so 713-572-4610. Who's more right, especially in a Houston driving sense? Whatever Lopez is talking about, or me, okay?
So I got to show some love to John McClain. I heard John McClain in the presser when they was talking to Nick Cayley. I got to confess, man, I feel like John McClain got the most distinct voice ever, man.
Oh, yeah.
Just because usually when you listening to a press conference, to me it seemed like everybody sound the same. Mm-hmm. But then when you hear John McClain, it's like, hey, Nick Cayley, what do you feel about that? He just came out of nowhere. I'm like, oh, that's John McClain.
Yeah.
What
are
you doing there? I think John McClain need to be in more press conferences. I know that was kind of a hot debate at one point because I know a lot of people felt like he needed to hang it up and all that stuff. But just off the voice alone, man, they need to have him in there.
Well, he's tapered it back. I actually was chatting with John McClain a lot today. By the way, he's going to be joining us in studio. He's 100% in.
Love it.
When they're in West Virginia, he's going to come in one day. We just got to work it out. But, I'm with you. He has tapered it back some, and he's picking his spots. I'm with you. I'm with you 100% there, Figgy.
Very what's funny is if I can hear the voices, I think there's a decent amount that I kind of will pick up. But you're not wrong. Like, John McClain is very, very unique. And some part of me goes, is it because he's been doing this for a literal ever? And I was like, nah, it's because it's John McClain.
Yeah.
Like, that's that dude in particular.
Yeah, and he had that voice. And we call him – people wondering why we call him the general. And
he sounds like one.
Yeah, that's my thing. He sounds just like a general. Mm-hmm. So I enjoy hearing John McClain asking the question.
I had a nice chat with him. So I think I believe in ghosts more than I ever have in my life. That's a common question as well. Are you a ghost guy or no?
I don't think so. I'm kind of ghost agnostic.
That's where I was.
Okay.
Like, if you believe in them, fine. I don't know if I do or not. Maybe. But I had a conversation with a buddy of mine, actually Captain Dean from the Bite Me podcast. So he was talking about he was in this house, and he was like me. Like, I wasn't real like, oh, I got. And so he actually said he saw this flash of light that was moving back and forth. Like, not just like it could have been a car, because it was actually moving back and forth and then rose high and dropped back down.
Mm.
And it was totally dark outside. And he kind of freaked out. So he checked his video, you know, his in-home security.
Ah, okay.
And it was on there, too. It was, you know, a lot of people say, well, it won't show up on video. He said it was on there too. So he actually showed me. And it goes back and forth, up and down. And I'm like, well, that ain't normal. Like it was like a weird looking, like almost not body shape, but it was long.
Would you say it was paranormal?
It was paranormal. So I
don't applaud. That was not
just in the last sound like something I would have said. In the last few years, you hear things. Are you a ghost guy, Figgy?
I was more of a spirit type of guy.
Well, maybe
like,
that.
But like as far as like Casper, the friendly ghost, and that type of stuff, I'm not really. You know, I don't really care for that. But I do think it's some good and evil spirits out there.
It was weird to me because I'm like, because he's a guy that would not have believed it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he would. He was like me, like, no, you know, no way. And then he's like, damn. It was wild.
Can I give you the ghost take that I feel the strongest about?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand haunted places.
I don't either.
And no, you want to know
why? I don't think they're bad. I'm just saying I think they might be out there.
No, again, no judgment on this. Legitimately, I just don't get it because the logic doesn't make sense. So follow me, right? So this spirit or this ghost or whatever you want to term it is confined to the outside walls. Mm-hmm. Of this house or this building, but it can go through the inside ones though, right?
Yeah.
So what's the difference between outside and inside wall? Like what makes the outside walls so much more special than the inside walls that they just got to stay to this one place, but they can move around it though?
I don't know. And I would be with you right there, but it's like, you know, I've always been like, people talk about, you know, extraterrestrial life versus ghosts. I've always leaned extraterrestrial life just because it's so massive and there's got to be something.
Right. The numbers on it.
Yeah. I've just leaned that way. And I've kind of been, like you said, agnostic on it, but I think I'm starting to go like, yeah, there are things out there.
Okay, so if you're coming out to practice tomorrow and you see John Lopez, the thing to talk about is
ghosts.
Not Texans football.
Ghosts.
It is ghosts.
Damn straight.
Yeah, let's see that. All right, so there you go. That is a little, that was definitely a confession for you. What a weird Friday it's been already.
It was a confession.
No, it was. I'm not, there was no shame. There was no judgment there. I'm just reflecting. We've had John Wick takes. We've had ghost takes. We've had all sorts of conversations. We had Matt Burke telling us that, you know, he wouldn't be opposed to being on Naked and Afraid. All sorts of things happening today in the loop. That's the thing that you can only get right here on Sports Radio 610. All right. Coming up next, we talked, as I mentioned, to Matt Burke, the defense coordinator of this team. I thought he was very insightful, as he always is. So coming up next, you'll hear that conversation right here on Sports Radio 610.
Yep, it's In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. It's your man, Figgy Fig, holding it down on a Friday. Happy Friday to everyone out there. Earlier today, day 3 of Texans training camp is in the books. Reggie Lopez got a chance to catch up with Matt Burke, defensive coordinator for the Houston Texans. Earlier at camp, here's the defensive coordinator for your Houston Texans, live on In the Loop.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610, live from the Houston Methodist Training Center for Houston Texans training camp 2025.
I'm not going to lie, I'm a little scared right now.
Why?
Because Austin Deculus and Ed Ingram saw my A&M shirt, and they were not nice
That's
to me.
That's true. That is true. they did not. Look like they wanted to beat you up, but they were like, it's fine. It was a nice light day of practice.
That
so
LSU
we don't need
blood
to do all
runs
that.
Deep, man.
All right, we have the great pleasure of being joined right now by the defensive coordinator of your Houston Texans. His name is Matt Burke. I've been told he is a delight to talk to. So, Matt, no pressure.
Oh, man. First you throw, I got to talk to Deck and Ingram for you guys. Now this is a lot.
He's not your boss.
All right, cool.
He doesn't
run
nothing here. You do what you do here. No, I'm excited to have an opportunity to talk to you. This is my first time out at training camp, so I've been excited about getting a view of everything just generally. And one of the things I wanted to ask you, obviously, fans are out here tomorrow. So, for me, for the fans, from a coach perspective, like, what are you looking at? Because it's easy for us to just kind of look at it as a spectators. What are some of the things that you're looking at and picking out in any given practice out here at training camp?
Yeah, I would say, and it's actually maybe somewhat unique to how we operate here. You know, every day we give the players like one specific thing. We call it the JOT, the just one thing. And so every day we're kind of, hey, for this period or for this whole practice, like, you focus on this thing. Can you get better at this, or can you master this one technique? You know, instead of like, you know, we're installing a lot right now as we're going through the process and kind of filling the plate up from a call sheet perspective and stuff. So we try to like give each guy like a narrower focus kind of day to day. So as it helps us too as coaches. So now I'm like watching you.
Yeah.
I can really focus. Hey, I told you this is the one thing you're trying to get better at. Like, are you really working that technique? So, we try to give them like a little bit more narrow focus because it can, you know, you guys know his camp. Like, there's a lot going on. Fans are coming tomorrow. Things pick up. It's getting crazy. Like, how can we really, like, really narrow the focus for those guys to give them something specific to get better at?
So 2 years ago, you had some rookies excel for you right out of the chute. Then you did it again last year with some rookies excelling right out of the chute. And I'm serious. I remember after the season, I'm like, what's his approach? So what does he do, or what does he try to emphasize? Because it's not a common thing for rookies to boom, you know, come right out, and you got some more this year. So what is your defensive philosophy, approach, whatever, to get the rookies integrated?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, we got rookies every year.
Yeah, well,
they keep coming. We can't stop them.
I'm pretty sure that's how that works.
Yeah,
right?
No.
But, you know, I mean, defensively, they had good years, both years.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think, like, it's a a credit to our coaching staff. I mean, we spend a lot of time with those guys, and D'Amico builds in a lot of extra work in terms of extra meeting time, extra on-the-field stuff with those guys. So, you know, they're part of the team. Like, I feel like the old school, like, rookies and hazing and all that stuff, that's a little bit kind of part of the past. Like, these guys are pros, and they're part of our team now. And so our job as coaches is to get everybody ready to play, you know. Yep. And we always tell everybody, you know, it doesn't matter – rookie, vet, high pick, free agent, like, man, if you can help us win and you're committed to the process and, mm-hmm. and getting better and taking coaching, like, then you're going to play. Like, we're not, you know.
Just be a little diligent what you're throwing
at them. For
sure. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it's really not.
Or
like.
Or am I wrong?
They're released into Gen Pop, man. Like, they're with the crew. It's just then they get bonus stuff. So, like, hey, we have an extra meeting at night. That those guys kind of circle back. So sort of as the day wraps up, mm-hmm. let's get back with those guys and make sure they're kind of full process on everything. So they just get more extra, but we kind of throw them to the wolves and put them out here and let them compete. And, mm-hmm. and as they show us that they can take more on and that they're capable, then we just kind of keep feeding more and more. So, we just try to get them right, man. Yeah.
We're talking to Matt Burke, the defensive coordinator of your Texans, and I love this kind of talking about the young guys as they come in. For you as a head coach, what are some of the – head coach, as a defensive coordinator, soon.
I'll take it, yeah.
Who knows?
Brian's guy.
Just speaking things into your existence, right? But what are some of the questions that, especially at this juncture of training camp, that you love hearing, that you're hearing at this time, especially from younger guys?
Yeah, honestly, I mean, all of it, like, you know, you just can usually tell, like, probably every profession, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there's guys that are asking questions just because they want to ask a question. When there's, like, the real insightful, like, hey, or I saw this play. Like, I think it's actually cool, you know, because we always preach, say the quote-unquote first teams out there getting reps. Like, are you paying attention and watching to get your work in or, like, get a mental rep? And so I actually really appreciate when those young kids come up with questions that happen not when they're on the field, but when someone else is on the field. Like, that tells me they're watching and they're paying attention.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, hey, I know that they're watching, you know, so J-Rock, Jalen Smith's watching Sting and mm-hmm. something happens and he asked me a question about that. Like, I know he's paying attention to all the other stuff, not just, like, I was on the field and this happened to me.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that to me shows, like, a broader understanding of how to grow. So I appreciate that. And then, honestly, like, just to break off from that, like, I appreciate that we still have these vets that want to get better, that mm-hmm. are asking questions. So when Danielle Hunter comes and has me something he wants to talk about or whoever those guys, like, you know what I mean, that when we have those vets that are also still trying to get better, I think the rookies – see that process too,
mm-hmm.
you know, so we have a great group of veterans on this team and on this defense. So I appreciate those guys still working their craft to get better every day too.
Yeah.
Is it betraying trust for me to ask maybe what your favorite question has been thus far?
It's coming up. Okay.
Hey, how would you describe your collaboration right now with D'Amico? It was, you know, it's been, speaking of 2 years ago, it's kind of been a...
D'Amico apparently, yeah. Okay. I don't know. It's out.
That's one guy's opinion.
that was bad timing right there.
I had no idea he was walking by. But anyway, like 2 years ago, question. It's not even a question anymore.
Yeah. You know, I think, like, it was funny. Yeah, when I got here and we had never worked together before. But had a lot of overlapping circles and a lot of guys that we had both worked with that, you know, worked together, kind of were almost pushing us together that, mm-hmm. like, hey, like, schematically, philosophically, like, just as personally, like, you guys would really, like, connect. And
You said that in the past, but now it just seems like...
Now we've gone through those fires and we've worked together for the 2+ years and it's just even like kind of merged even more and more. And I think, like I said, we renovated the offices a year ago, you know, like we're right across the hall from each other. And so I think it's just like I've learned how to communicate with him a lot better, you know, just from working together. And again, now we have a shared history. I think that's always, like, I've worked with a lot of guys on this staff with Corey Unlin and Dino Vasso, and you just start having a shared history and things you can go back to. Hey, remember when that happened in the Buffalo game last year? Right, like, that's kind of similar. You know, you sort of have a shared language that you build that just even helps ease that communication even more. It's been great.
I imagine that communication gets really big in trying to take this defense to an entirely new level. I mean, fantastic defense last year. But if there was two things that, from the outside looking in, I thought were like, okay, these are places that maybe are standing in that way. Tackling, I imagine, is a big deal for you. And then, like, those big, big explosives that were – I mean, if you had those, I imagine this is one of, if not the best defenses in the league, but, you know, flat out. How do you go about, like, tangibly changing those? Because it's easy to be like, hey, we want to be better at that. What are the processes? What are the steps to make those things better?
Yeah, I mean, so that's probably twofold. I mean, or probably separate answers maybe. Okay. I mean, like, a lot of time, I mean, our defense, schematically, like, everything's based on not giving up explosives. Sure. Like, that's a starting point probably for most defenses. But, like, just that's very part of it. And we talk about it, and when we identify the realms that you know, that we think would lead to, like, we have a statistical sort of setup, things that we, like, identify as, like, leading to wins, and not giving up explosives is really at the top of that list. So I would say schematically, usually the explosives are more schematic stuff or things like we made a mistake on. Like, it's funny, we actually had this conversation, Meek and I, a few days ago. Like, man, we start looking back at all those things, and it's really like, I didn't feel that we were getting beat physically or, man, someone's just out matching us. But, like, man, we made a mistake in a scheme or an adjustment that cut somebody loose or got behind us over the top. So I think that's just, like, we talk about playing with precision and practicing with precision. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the, like, hey, we can't – like, we want to be a great defense, a championship defense, the number one defense, whatever you want to label it. If we have those aspirations, like, the precision has to be every single play in and play out. We can't give up. I screwed up, or I stepped wrong, or my eyes were in the wrong spot, so that guy got out, and now we led to an explosive play. So I think harping on the precision within the scheme has been really where the explosive thing has come in terms of how we're talking. And tackling's, like, physical. Like, it's hard to train that, obviously, in the off season when you don't have pads on. So really focused a lot, honestly, in the spring of the things that lead up to the tackle, like closing and our tracking angles and how we're getting there. Obviously, you can't finish the play and finish a tackle in spring. Hopefully, when we start putting pads on next week, like that starts getting a little bit closer. But you can still train sort of like everything up to that moment. So if you take a bad tracking angle, that also leads to a missed tackle. You know what I mean? Not just the actual physical part of it. So we did spend a lot of time trying to, like, work on that stuff.
And I like that you pointed to John with that. Like, he's going to be a tackling dummy of sorts.
Yeah, sure. We can work that.
We can get him out there if you need him, by the way.
I'm good for one play.
That's fine.
And then a stretch.
We'll save it.
And then a cart. All right, so I know we only have a few more minutes, so I can't let you go without getting our annual Matt Burke the Adventurer update. Anything this summer?
I had a couple trips, smaller trips. I went. I'm a big scuba diver as well, so I went diving down in Belize for like a 4 or 5 day stretch. Ooh. Did some spear fishing and some things there. And then actually this summer, my last weekend, it was really cool. I was up with a bunch of my college buddies. It was 16 of us. We still actually keep in touch.
Wow.
All the guys kind of I played with
from Dartmouth.
At Dartmouth.
Yeah.
And we went up to, like, off the grid in Idaho, up in the Frank Church Wilderness, like, up in the mountains, no Wi-Fi, no cell phone service, like, literally. So I really got to reconnect with a lot of those guys. It's the first time we've all been together. Like, a lot of them will come to games where I see three or four here, depending on what city we're in. But we had a huge group and did some fly fishing and some hiking. And
my man right there.
got out of it for a little bit. It was the last weekend we were off. I flew back Sunday night at like 7. We're back in the office first thing. Yeah, so it was cool.
All right, so that leads to the last one for me. I don't know if Reggie has anything. Which reality show would you do best in? I've got a list.
You're going to give me choices?
The Amazing Race.
Oh, I don't watch any of this, but I'll have to.
You kind of know.
Yeah, I got it.
I pick some mainstream ones.
Okay, cool.
Amazing Race, Man versus Wild, Life Below Zero, or Naked and Afraid?
Oh. I mean, I feel like the Amazing Race is probably going to be the one. I mean, I've been to, like, probably almost 60 countries.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's the one they travel around different countries and do different things. Yeah. So I feel like I could go on that. I mean, I'm actually pretty comfortable being naked too. So
okay.
So I'll probably toss up there, you guys.
Don't
put a poll out like who wants to see me naked on your radio, please. God, but
no. I feel like our text line will answer regardless. we'll pass that information to you.
Yeah, so I'll go with Amazing Race just to be safe.
Could you live off the grid for a month?
Yeah, I could do that. I mean, not with my children. I miss them. Maybe if they're with me, but I really enjoy just being away. Honestly, in this profession, I got to talk to guys like you all the time can't hide.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
But no, it's nice, like, really to just, like, I mean, you can't check your phone. You're just kind of off it. I really enjoy kind of getting that reset. So,
man, it has been a great pleasure getting this chit with you, Matt. Yeah. And then also, I'll say, you delivered well beyond what I expected.
I appreciate it, fellas.
People saying that it was going to be a great talk to the defensive coordinator of the Houston Texans team, Matt Burke. Appreciate you, brother.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yep, shout out to Matt Burke, defensive coordinator for your Houston Texans. He was on In the Loop earlier today. Coming up next, we got some more Camp Nugs. We got the mixtape coming up in the next hour. So much more. Keep it locked. It's In the Loop.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.